Welcome to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is Walk With Me. My name is Anna, I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, I bring you some English to wake up your language learning skills. Walk With Me. Do you ever fancy eating something really fresh? Something savory, healthy, and tasty? I'm so thankful that there is a place in town where we can get food that is just like that. It's a restaurant called the Walkabout Grill. It is a play on words. You might already know that a wok is a special kind of frying pan used in Asian cooking. And because to walk about is an English phrase, the owners of the restaurant decided to change walk to wok. Anyway, it's a cool place. When you walk in, you immediately smell the wonderful stir fries. It's a simple place, but very clean and nearly always packed. The main idea about the wok is that you put the raw vegetables, meat, and uncooked noodles that you want on your plate. Then you add oils, garlic, condiments, and sauces as you like. You hand the plate to one of a group of cooks who puts everything in your bowl on a large, round cooking surface. After tossing and scraping it for a few minutes, he then sweeps all the cooked food into a new, clean bowl. And there you have your food. It's a smart setup. Think about it. You do some of the work so the staff can concentrate on cleaning up rather than getting orders of different food. Plus, as a customer, you don't feel as if you're waiting for your food because you experience your meal happen, instead of sitting at a table and not being involved in the process. In this culture of fast food, and other restaurants that use pre-prepared food, it's refreshing to know that what you eat is fresh, fresh, fresh. If you fancy a stir-fry that has loads of garlic and onion, then that's what you have. If you want just vegetables and no meat, no problem. I usually have lots of vegetables, some beef, and no noodles. So the owner must be happy knowing that, with this system, the customer is always satisfied. Grammar notes. Related vocabulary. To toss. Put the salad dressing on and then toss it. Put the salad dressing on and then toss it. To scrape. I had to scrape my car's windshield this morning because there was so much frost on it. I had to scrape my car's windshield this morning because there was so much frost on it. A setup. That business has an ingenious setup. The customers actually do most of the work. That business has an ingenious setup. The customers actually do most of the work. Well, that's the end of another podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Do join me again tomorrow, as I will be podcasting one more time this week. Thank you all for those of you who are emailing me at acupofenglish@live.com. And remember, if you do email me, I promise to email you back. Until next time, bye-bye.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。